91.5.
This is Freeform Radio. Play whatever the F I want to play. That is right.
I couldn't find a candle big enough.
happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead.
Thank you. to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it!
Thank you.
head back and forth. I use my whole body.
Tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from who knows where mixed in between and on top of the music. Our theme this evening is a triple feature for you. Another in my classical combinations. Tears of the Gods subseries, Mendelssohn, Mambo's, and Motorhead. And I have a confession to make. Well, an apology confession. You know that overview I gave you before the last set telling you what was going into that set? Well, I was wrong. That's the set that's coming up. Instead, what you just heard began with Motorhead and Ace of Spades. And then we heard one of Mendelssohn's greatest hits, the Wedding March from A Midsummer Night's Dream, Opus 61, number 9. And then David Byrne with a piece that he calls the Make-Believe Mambo. And then Motorhead with their cool cover version of Louie Louie. And then Pinchas Zukerman with a piece by Mendelssohn, the Scherzo Allegro Leggerissimo from Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdi's Violin Concertos. And actually, yes, if you look up Felix Mendelssohn, you'll come to a page in Wikipedia, Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdi. And it's a long story a bit, but let's just say that his parents were trying to get away from their Jewish heritage, and they ended up changing their last name to that. But the family didn't quite go along with that eventually. But that's the story there. And then we finished off the set with what I think may be my favorite Motorhead song of them all, Christine, from Kiss of Death. So, you know, next weekend, here in Somerville, we've got a very diverse and vibrant arts community. And the artists are going to be showing it off at the annual Somerville Open Studios. Now, Open Studios is most officially on Saturday, May 5th and Sunday, May 6th from noon to 6 p.m. But certain select studios are having a sneak preview as well, starting next Friday from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. So the deal is you can immerse yourself in this wonderful artistic city with more than 350 artists showing off their stuff. And you can talk with them, and there's going to be free trolleys looping all around the city of Somerville to take you to the artist sites. For more information, you can go to the Somerville Open Studios website at somervilleopenstudios.org. And this has been a public service message from, of course, SomervilleOpenStudios.org and all your local art-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Educational Community Radio. And we are going to continue with some more musical education here. Well, how can I introduce this? Well, kind of the way that I did before. A little more briefly, though, Motorhead has two versions of songs called Motorhead, and we're going to start off the next set with the one that Lemmy composed while he was still in Hawkwind, and that led to, well, all of this, all the rest of Motorhead. So, let's get that going. Right now, here on the Tears of the God sound collage, Mendelssohn, Mambos, and Motorhead. Motorhead.
Thank you. got the nerve to stand there and expect me to believe that you don't want to marry my son for his money?
It's true.
Then what do you want to marry him for?
I want to marry him for your money.
See my bacon torpedo. Before me.
I'm sorry, baby. I didn't know it was your turn.
We'll be right back. Time for a damage case.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Freeform Radio. And this has been, hopefully, a bit of a musically educational program for you. Our theme has been Mendelssohn, Mambo's, and Motorhead. And in this triple feature theme, we've been exploring the music of the great German romantic composer Felix Mendelssohn, who lived from 1809 to 1847, dying tragically at the young age of 38. And then we mixed that up with a whole bunch of mambo, which was a form of Latin dance music that came about, was invented in Cuba in the 1930s. Then spread and mutated throughout Mexico and the United States. And our final part of this classical combination was Motorhead, fronted by Lemmy Kilmister. In that last set, about half an hour long, we began